This is all part of the Trump administration's efforts to secure funding, hundreds of billions of dollars in investments into the U.S. from the Middle East. And in doing so, forming better partnerships with those countries so they don't partner with our adversaries like the Chinese Communist Party. Reporting from the State Department, Jack Bradley, NTD News.
Russia keeps targeting Ukrainian cities, including the hometown of President Volodymyr Zelensky. U.S. Special Envoy Keith Kellogg continues his Ukraine trip amid the attacks. NTD's international correspondent Arian Pozdar has the war update.
Russia early Wednesday sending hundreds of drones toward Ukraine. Four key regions are now dealing with the aftermath, including at least three civilian casualties and dozens of injuries. Ukrainian officials say Zelensky's hometown, Kryvyi Rih, as well as Kharkiv and Vinnytsia, suffered the heaviest bombardment. According to the Air Force, Russia fired around 400 drones at Ukraine, most of which were intercepted. The foreign minister of neighboring Poland says a Polish factory near the border was hit, writing, "There are injuries, including two people severely burned. Putin's criminal war is getting closer to our borders." Meanwhile, U.S. Special Envoy Keith Kellogg continues his Ukraine trip amid the attacks. Kellogg and Zelensky discussed alleged human rights violations by Russia on Wednesday, including the illegal deportation of Ukrainian children and the detention of civilians in occupied territories and in Russia. On Monday, President Trump announced that the U.S. will send Patriot missile systems through NATO to European allies. They can then send those to Ukraine. Trump stressed that European countries will pay for those weapons for Ukraine, not the U.S. On Wednesday, the State Department was asked which countries have already agreed to that plan.
I will not discuss what, certainly whatever we may or may not have negotiated or diplomatic discussions.
A day earlier, on Tuesday, Denmark, the Netherlands and others said they support Trump's plan. And Ukraine's foreign minister says Kyiv is ready for more peace talks with Russia and that Ukraine wants the U.S. to be part of the talks.
It would be good if other leaders, primarily President Trump, our European colleagues, and Turkish President Erdogan, participated in this meeting.
He added that Ukraine has been ready for talks for months now, but he didn't mention a desired date for the next negotiations. Arian Pastar, NTD News.
Coming up on Capitol Hill, lawmakers debate the role that non-government organizations played in what Republicans call a historic border crisis created by the Biden administration. Jason Blair has the highlights from the hearing, which grew heated at times. And three Louisiana police chiefs and two others are accused of taking hundreds of bribes. Federal officials say they faked police reports to help foreign nationals stay in the U.S. Christina Corona has more on that when we return. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Meyer. There was debate in Washington, D.C. on how non-governmental organizations shape the border and immigration situation. And U.S. Customs and Border Protection says illegal border crossings hit new record lows during the month of June. NTD correspondent Jason Blair reports.
On Capitol Hill, House reps debate the effect of non-government organizations on the border crisis during the previous administration. Chairman Michael Guest names three NGOs who receive 85 to 99% of their money from the federal government.
These three groups saw their combined revenue grow to an astonishing $2 billion plus dollars by 2022. I would argue that these groups had a vested interest in prolonging the crisis.
Ranking member Benny Johnson says that claims against the NGOs are, quote, scare tactics.
Republicans' so-called investigation and today's hearing are shameful abuses of congressional power to bully people for how they choose to exercise their religion and help their fellow man.
Witnesses were invited to testify.